from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
I grew up here in Homestead and grew up in the steel mill days, so a lot of steel mills.
Flesh and blood principalities, battle over spiritual policies, thinking that the one is going to follow.
We were responsible for our community. You know, we say we need help, but we got to learn how to help ourselves.
A lot of people who are pioneers and icons who got us to where we are today because they used their brains. If they used their fists, we would never have heard about them.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Darren McCormick, age 46 at the time of this interview.
I am a father. I've been married 14 years. I have one son who's 8 years old. I was born and raised in the Homestead area. I went to Steel Valley High School. Just a regular, average academic student, nothing fabulous out of high school. From a single-parent household, I have an older sister, and I had a younger brother. I have been defined as someone who's a typical middle child, you know, stuck in the middle, always looking to be identified. You know, the older sister got all the accolades, and the younger brother was the baby, obviously. So I'm the one who always looked for attention, basically. Homestead was very kid-friendly. There was a lot of kids in the neighborhood, a lot of things to do. I grew up in an era where electronics was not a very popular thing. So, you know, we did a lot of playing football on the street, playing tag and those types of things. You know, a lot of physical activities, riding bikes and skateboards and stuff like that. So I wanted to be a professional athlete. I will admit that. But my mother never let me play football. I wanted to play football. My mother never let me play football because I had a bad heart when I was born, okay? So my mom put the brakes on all sports, basketball. She let me play volleyball. She let me wrestle, but she wouldn't let me play football. So I was the biggest kid in the marching band, played the alto saxophone all through high school. Being identified as a nerd was a bit of a struggle for me, but I really didn't care because I knew where my heart was. Dealing with some gang violence in Homestead at the time, you know, when I was 15, 16 years old, it was a bit of a struggle because they would pressure me to do things and either become a member of the gang or suffer the consequences of turning them down. But I was one of those weird kids where I could play the fence very well. I was cool with the gang members, but I didn't hang with them. I hung with my nerdy friends, okay? So I kind of stayed out of trouble by being cool on both sides. But a lot of people didn't have that ability to be accepted by both sides, I guess. So that was a struggle for me, but I learned how to compensate. Be true to who you are. Always do what's right. Don't follow the crowd. Crowd can lead you in very bad directions if you're a follower. You know, sometimes it's hard to break off and to say, you know what, I might be the only one, but I'm not going to do that. My role model actually was my sister. She was the first one to go to college. My sister was the type of young lady who always did everything right. She was very popular. She was very smart. She got good grades. The teachers loved her. She would cut up every once in a while, but again, because she was well-liked, there weren't too many penalties assessed to her. So she actually helped me quite a bit in my life through college, helped me get started in my career, actually. So, you know, my sister has been a very strong role model in my life. I went to Point Park College. I majored in public administration and minored in psychology. In terms of your academics, do the best you can. In terms of your behavior, stay out of trouble. In terms of, you know, following, you know, the leaders of the school, the class clown, doing those things, don't follow them. And it's kind of hard to break off from that, you know, because you're part of that clique. You know, you're part of the fun group. You're part of the crew that is the popular group. But sometimes the popular group isn't the best group. Sometimes it's pretty cool to be a nerd, okay? You know, the nerdy groups are the ones who are all about their academics, doing things the right way, staying out of trouble. And if you're planning to go to college, from my college background, now is when it starts to count. 9th grade, 10th grade, 11th grade, 12th grade. So when you're a senior, and you say all of a sudden I want to go to college, you start getting good grades, they're going to look all the way back to ninth grade and say, how were you as a freshman? Ninth grade counts. Tenth grade counts. So just remember that. What are you doing right now to prepare you for the rest of your life?
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Anthony Clifford, Tavian Laban, and Sean Strong. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at slbradio.org.